20% of the street retail spaces in Manhattan are vacant or soon to be empty. That's according to data from Morgan Stanley. And the retail sector has lost more jobs in recent years than during the Great Recession. It's a story of what high rents and online shopping can do to a city, and it is not unique to New York. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us as he does each Monday. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, start by telling us what is happening in Manhattan.
So I live on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, and when I walked the subway today, I saw four vacant storefronts. When I go out to dinner in the West Village, I might see two empty stores on every single block that I walk down. If I walk north from this NPR studio where I'm sitting, I could see a row of darkened windows. So I sat down to report this out. What the heck is going on last week? And it turns out that, as you said, there have been separate surveys now from Douglas Elliman, a real estate company, and, as you mentioned, Morgan Stanley, both of which showed that 20% of Manhattan's street retail space is vacant or about to become vacant. Now, the city government's estimate is a bit lower, but this is what we're dealing with, this shockingly high vacancy in one of the richest cities in the world 9 years into an economic recovery.
And these neighborhoods that you're mentioning, these are pretty wealthy neighborhoods. I'm surprised that they can't find some fancy store to put into these shops that would be able to afford the rent.
These are really, really fancy neighborhoods. These are really, really rich neighborhoods. I mean, Herald Square, where I'm sitting right now, just by Times Square, retail vacancy is more than 30%. Now, in Flatiron, where I work, which is also, I guess, somewhat of a ritzy area, it's about half that. So it depends, you know, which neighborhood exactly you're looking at. But overall, yes, the story here is that in some of the richest neighborhoods in one of the richest cities during an otherwise rich time for the U.S., we have this enormous glut of retail vacancies, and it is really, really bizarre.
And how much of it is about rents going up, and how much of it is about Amazon and online shopping in general?
So I see this economic mystery as having three causal variables. The first, as you said, is the rent. Between 2010 and 2014, commercial rents in the most trafficked parts of Manhattan, the most shopped parts of Manhattan, nearly doubled. They soared by 89%. Second, an Amazon effect is clearly at play here. When I walk around the Upper East Side, the kind of stores that I see that are still filled are salons, hair salons, nail salons, facials, eyebrow places, and then restaurants. You know, what do these things all have in common? Well, you can't really do these services online. Mm-hmm. You can't go online to Amazon and say, I want to visit a hair salon, right? You have to visit these places where you live. They're not what economists call tradable sectors. The last thing I think is happening is that there's a market gap. You have a lot of landlords in Manhattan that are looking for long-term leases to pay these exorbitant rental prices, these high lease prices. But the kind of stores that tend to want to fill these places are newer pop-up stores, newer online e-commerce stores that want to experiment with physical retail locations. But those stores, you know, like a Warby Parker that wants to experiment doesn't want to put down a 10, 20-year lease. They've only been around for a few years. And so this market gap, I think, is also contributing to the vacancies.
So New York is New York. It's unlike other cities in this country. But I remember when I was there, living there during the financial crisis, that I saw the same kind of thing you're seeing, which is a lot of empty stores very quickly. It happened very fast. And then, of course, that did happen around the rest of the country. So what does this tell you about what's happening in the rest of America, or what will happen?
Well, first, to your point, it's really interesting. I'm looking at a graph right now from the Morgan Stanley report that you mentioned. And in 2007, in the fourth quarter of 2007, just as the recession was starting, 9% of New York City ground floor retail was available. Now it's over 20%. So as bad as the vacancies seemed to you 10 or 11 years ago, they're three times worse now. Two and a half times worse now, I should say. The second thing is, after I wrote this piece, I should say I got more emails, tweets, letters to The Atlantic than I've received for maybe any article that I've written all year. And the notes said, to a T, this is happening where I live. It's happening in Toronto. It's happening in London. It's happening in San Francisco. This does appear to be a side effect of this age of affluence, that rents are rising to a level where local retailers cannot breathe. And as a result, Their space isn't occupied by local retailers. It's occupied by national retailers who will move into that spot. Your Paneras, your national jewelry brands, other sort of national corporations that can afford to pay, can put up for a 10-year lease. So this really does speak to a change in the fabric of American cities.
And just in 30 seconds, and I know this is a tough thing to ask in 30 seconds, is there any way back from this, or is this just the way it's going?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, cities are vibrant and cities have problems that can be resolved. And right here in New York City, there are people that are trying to fix this problem by passing, for example, a city vacancy tax. So the landlord would have to pay a tax for keeping the space vacant for a certain amount of time. That's just one idea. And surely there'll be more because nobody wants to live in a city where the windows are essentially darkened mirrors for their faces. They want to live in a neighborhood that seems unique, that seems like the New York they remember.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. You can write more to him. Go to herenow.org. We'll link you so that he can get even more letters about this. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.